Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we're tackling your sex and dating questions. Topics include, why does sex with an ex feel so good? Rules for swapping nude photos, how to up your flirting game, and so much more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. When you're there, you can ask a question. You can subscribe to the podcast. We do like 3 a week. Right now, we're testing 3 a week. We typically do 2 a week. And then on social media, just follow us if you want to see all the fun stuff going down. Maybe learn a thing or two. Check out Menace, who's here with me. It's all on Snapchat, Instagram, at Sex with Emily, Twitters.
I know. Have you been posting any sexy photos? Because that's how I get you followers.
Naked photos. No.
Naked photos?
Just once, but it's gone now. Should do another one for this lands?
Go to the Instagram page.
They're going
to
kick me off, though.
No, yeah. They will.
It's at Sex with Emily.
Yeah, follow. So yeah, check it follow. Out. See
people
what's
love
there.
That bikini shot when you said that like months ago. God, Menace was like, check out this bikini. Until this day, it probably has more likes than anybody.
Yeah, because...
And they're like, I listened. And you're like, if you listen to the end, it was the end of the show. And you said, if you listen to the end of the show, we're going to know because you went and liked that photo. So we should pick another
That's
one.
Great,
because if
you
do, we could even maybe give
it's,
people
It's
things.
Funny. I did that with my dog's Instagram account. And I said, hey, if you're listening to the podcast, go comment on my dog's Instagram. And people did it.
They
it was
did?
Awesome.
Okay, so let's have him comment on something here. Which right, photo would we like him to comment?
Let me see. I'll take a look right now.
Okay, well, I'm doing
we're
this.
Looking at Instagram.com/sexwithemily. Just in case if you don't have Instagram, you can still see the photos. It's like going to a website, believe it or not.
It is.
Instagram.com/...
But who doesn't have Instagram? I feel like everybody has Instagram.
Nah, not everybody.
Okay. No, well, this is a really nice judgy, photo. No
I like
you.
This one.
What? No judging right. you don't have? What?
I like this photo. It looks like you're...
That's in my new house. And I look like nice. I'm about to sell real estate. But yeah, it's a nice suit. It's pretty. But like, you can't... Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
people
you want
love
a sexy
that photo.
One. All right, okay,
no, we'll people one. Love that photo.
That's a great photo.
That's
right,
my
fine.
New fence. It's a brown fence behind me and I look... Okay. That's like professional.
All right. Hold on. I'm looking because you want the sexy photo. Ooh, here's one. You're in bed with your feet off. So, I mean, with
shoes
your
off.
Shoes off. So all the foot fetish people
right?
can check
so you
it out.
Right. Do you want to see my feet?
Yes.
I'm wearing all white. That's on my new bed.
Yeah, this is a great photo.
My new life.
All right. So
thank you.
This is the photo you're looking for. All
okay.
right.
Okay. Menace.
So you go to Instagram.com/sexwithemily, or if you're on Instagram, just search Sex with Emily. And you're going to look for the photo that
on the date.
You're like, you're wearing some like gray leggings.
Yeah, I was all ready for
you're
bed.
Up on the bed. Your legs seem kind of spread apart a little bit. And then
dude,
you don't have any,
you know.
Yeah. And you don't have any shoes on. So for all you feet people, you can see that. And then you're wearing some glasses. They're really cute. So Yeah, check out that photo right there. Comment and say that you're listening to this podcast.
And one thing you learned.
And you went to this photo and you liked it and commented on it.
Madness.
How about that?
That's amazing.
We got it.
Oh my God, yes.
It's you guys really remember? If you don't remember, rewind and listen to
it
again.
I love who can rewind easily. And then if they subscribe to the podcast, it doesn't stay in the same place. Is that still true?
That I don't know.
I love that
because
little tip.
If I'm going to listen to a podcast, I listen all the way through.
Right, you never stop.
Beginning to end.
But I'm so ADD, I'll listen to three at once. When you do subscribe,
I try to get you to
it doesn't start back from the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah. I try to get you to watch a 2-minute video and you like 2 seconds ago.
I was like, I'll snap it. I'll do whatever. I have to go to the bathroom. Yeah, but those were good. His Woody videos on YouTube. You got to check them out. I was there. I was with you.
Uh-huh. Were you?
Kinda. You know, I was. 2 minutes I can do. Mm-hmm.
That's why you like to be in relationships with guys that just listen. So you can just go off.
Exactly. And do whatever I had a date recently. He's like, dude, you talk a lot. I mean, I like it. You're interesting, but you talk a lot. And I was like, yeah, that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, so but that's
I thought I wasn't talking very much. Yeah. I thought he was actually talking a lot, which is funny.
That's why you need a listener in your life.
I need a listener. That's true. I need a lot. No, yeah, a listener, but he's got to be a good, when he does talk, you better be interesting because then I'll just talk or tune out.
Zone out, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't zone out to you. Maybe videos. But it is great to see you. And we are now on the verge of Masturbation Month right around the corner.
Again, May already? 1st. Wow.
It's been a year. Every May, it's Masturbation Month. And I did not invent Masturbation Month, though I wish I did. And on Masturbation Month, we give you a lot of tips. We talk about our favorite toys. And you're like, I don't need a tip for masturbation. But guess what? You do. There's so many erogenous zones on your body, men and women. And we're going to be doing a lot of giveaways through all of our social media. And I should give Menace a toy before he leaves, even though you don't want one. I think your girlfriend might. And yeah, there's some fun new toys too. I've actually find my creativity coming out with the toys. So, you know, I've been trying out toys for a long time and we have some new sponsors. Well, one new, one old with a new toy. And I feel like I'm sort of like a chef with them because toys are not just for one use only. Like just because this is a clitoral toy or this toy is used for the prostate stimulation, you can use them in other ways if you're creative, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like people, do you ever see those websites dedicated to IKEA furniture? They're like, maybe you bought the expedite shoving unit, but it can also be used, you know, for ironing your clothes. So I feel like toys, not that I use them to like hammer and nails, but I use them creatively. So we have a new toy, we vibe, you know,
I
love their toys. They have a toy called the Wish.
All right.
And I wish that it was with me right now. So I could, there's one in the closet. But I really was like, oh my God, this is the most amazing toy. And I hate to say that, but because I love so many toys and I'm a lover. Mm-hmm. But it stimulates the internal and external clitoral nerves. So, you know, 8,000 nerve endings in the clitoris. But yet like the labia or the lips, if you will, the inner and outer. I don't know. I don't like saying I don't know why I feel like people like lips, but it's amazing. You know, your vagina, you have lips. Take a mirror, look at it, your vulva. It knows the way it lays on you. So it looks like a big squishy ball, like one of those, it looks kind of like a tension ball. It's super squishy, but a little long. And you can just rest it right there on those nerve endings, which to me are always a huge turn.
Yeah.
And your clitoris, it extends all the way down and it's squishy and I love it. However, I felt I wanted to just stick on those nerve endings and I used another vibrator so it's called the Wish by WeVibe, that one. And then FT London. They make the coolest toys. Their design, their functionality. And I met the guy at a trade show. I'm like, I love them. He sent it to me. I thought they were awesome. There's one called the G-Ring. Fits on any finger. So your finger becomes a vibrator, right? So I could like be touching when we're having sex, I could put it under your balls. It feels good. Or you could touch your clitoris with it. So I thought, I'm going to use that one on my finger and the other one just on all those other nerves.
Yeah.
And I had a friggin' explosive good time.
Really?
Yes. Because I was like, I never thought, I was like sitting there going, I wonder if I could use this toy with that. And it was a very creative moment for me sexually and creatively and in my house because in my new house, I have a new bed and a yard and no one can see in. So the sun was shining in. We're in LA and I realized I haven't been spending a ton of time at home. So now I like open the curtains, the sun, I put in my toys. It was a good time. So Masturbation Month will be giving away toys and giving you tips. I just want to share
that's
that
really
with you.
Cool. So
do you love having that moment of me lying there?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be giving away everything. But you can go shopping in the closet too if there's something you'd like before you leave.
Do you know what's funny? You know how many,
that just came to me. I was like, I want to talk about my mix it up masturbation experience. Go.
That's great. You've been talking for, I don't know, a good year now, a year and a half about the womanizer, right?
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Okay. So
another one.
I probably sold so many womanizers on your behalf on the Woody Show.
Really?
Yeah, because so
tell
we,
him to go to my website and click on the banner for it.
All right.
But anyway, they guess
the womanizer. Go to sexemily.com.
Sexemily.com. Click on the banner. But go ahead.
I'll tell
why?
Him. That, I'll tell,
why did
him
you tell him.
I'll tell him that's the only place you can get it.
Exactly. Like, it's an exclusive.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. But you let. Yeah.
It's hilarious because so many people haven't heard about it, and I just think it has a funny name. So I would just throw it in there. You right? And
it is a funny name.
And then we have this game that we play called "What's Your Weapon of Choice?" Right? Women call into the show and. The rest of the people on the show have to guess, like, what toy did they use on a regular basis, okay. Right? So they're supposed to give us three options, and so we don't know. And we don't ask them sexual questions. We just ask them about their life, like, what do they do for a living? What kind of car do they drive? Are they single? Are they married? Blah, blah. And then at the end of the questions, we have to figure out what sex toy that they use, right? And I've been doing pretty well because
Dude,
of this
sure
show.
I'm
yeah,
so
yeah.
Proud. You
so yeah.
That.
So there's the, you know, they'll say the rabbit, the bullet, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and then some woman will say, oh, you know, I travel a lot for work. I was like, they're using the bullet because, you know, it's so mobile.
You're
you know, I was like, I'm
welling up with tears right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. I'm able to like figure it out because of this show.
Right.
So yeah. See, look, I learned.
I love it. You're matching people. You're like a sexual anthropologist or something. You're like, tell me these three things and I will match you to your toy.
But it's so funny because then I'll just throw out because you know, people are listening off toys and I'll just be like, oh, do you have the womanizer?
The womanizer, I don't know if I've talked about it like out like lately, but it's, I mean, I think, I don't know, who knows, but terrible name. It's like that douchebag you did in college, but it was invented. It was, you know, it's from Germany. The guy who invented it. So yeah.
They
whatever.
Don't really care. They're not. It's PC.
No, and maybe womanizer. Who knows what it means? But this toy, the reason why it was, it still is in a class of its own is because while there are bullets and rabbits and clitoral vibes, this one is a clitoral vibe, but it uses this pleasure air technology. It's never been, they like invented a new technology that it kind of looks like a sexy ear thermometer in a way, but it has this little suction around it. And it's like pleasure air. So it mimics oral sex. Enough said.
Wow.
I love oral. So for a woman, it like gently like kisses your clitoris and blows on it, like in a way that you would want in your dreams and you wish that the person you were with knew. This toy knows.
Wow.
It knows the clitoris.
Yeah.
And it's like a 60-second orgasm, they say, because a lot of women in the studies had orgasms 60 seconds. If you're into that kind of thing.
From now on, I'm going to tell everybody sexemily.com to pick up the womanizer because somebody texted in and they're like, oh, thank you so much for mentioning the womanizer.
Oh,
I picked it up.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. Look at you.
It's
See,
hilarious.
you can run, but you can't hide.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Masturbation Month, we'll also be giving tips, giving stuff away, but also, you know, tips for mutual masturbation. One of my favorite things for couples to do if you're like, want to spice it up, or I'm not sure what feels good to his penis and what he wants to see what I do when I masturbate, do it together. It's a good time. Okay, Menace, I've got some sex in the news for you, which,
right,
of course, some of these
on?
Come in, and I'm like, I have to say this for Menace, because we've got our own jam around this.
All right.
So here's why having sex with an ex feels so damn good, according to science. So Menace, for a long time, has been just kind of perplexed or curious or fascinated by the fact that I'm friends with a lot of my exes.
Not
necessarily sleeping with them all.
The thing is, I'm like, if I'm not sleeping with them, then why do I want to hang out with them?
Because you're looking, right, that's true. Men's views of male-female relationships are very different than women because you're with somebody, it's safe, you have a lot of your emotional needs met, and, you know, I feel like if you break up with someone and they weren't like an asshole, they didn't cheat or something bad didn't happen, eventually, after you take that time and you cut each other off from all social media so you're not obsessing, perhaps you could go back again and be friends.
One day.
That's right. But this is about sleeping with the ex, which I think a lot of people can relate to, like dipping back and it's like safe, it's comfortable. So it means that, the study said that the reason why, you know, it's more pleasurable with an ex is because the connection's already there, you know, which again is obvious. I'll break this down more. But you've had sex with this person so many times, you have a deep connection that it will never go away no matter how messy the breakup is. So again, this is in no way saying you should sleep with your ex, but maybe here's why. And then look at yourself. If you're sleeping with your ex and afterwards you're like, oh, but I feel like self-loathing and I was never going to go back to him and you disregard it, you know, you probably, you know, shouldn't continue to hook up with them. But here's the reason why it's so hard is because the sex with your ex feels better than the average person mm-hmm. because they know your body. Yeah. They know what makes you feel
they
good.
They know what you
and
like.
For women, a big thing about feeling comfortable during sex and having orgasms is when we feel safe and we feel comfortable. And that's why a lot of women are like one night stands, like I don't have orgasms, or when I don't know someone and feel safe. So with an ex, you're like, oh, he knows me and I feel safe and I can have that orgasm. And when you're having orgasms in the past with this person, when they were your boyfriend or girlfriend, it releases all those attachment chemicals, so those neurochemicals like, you know, dopamine, serotonin, so we attach to the person and we feel connected. So it means that sex is more enjoyable and pleasurable and they're familiar. But again, I'm not saying that you should totally have sex with them. And I think men and women have different views on this. And I'm going to be honest with you, if this triggered something for you and you're like, you know what, I keep having sex with my ex and that's why, it doesn't mean that you should get back together with them. It probably doesn't even mean you should be together. It means you have this comfort level. And if you feel like sleeping with your ex is keeping you from meeting other people and getting out there, then you should probably stop. But if you're able to detach from it and just have sex, that's emotionally
it's awesome, beautiful,
yeah, it's a good time,
amazing.
Right. Now, I wasn't always sleeping with my exes. I truly was friends with them, but I did go through periods where I dabbled in the ex.
Yeah.
It's always
you
there.
You go back to the
always
well
available.
Once in a while.
Exactly. Have you, you're when you're done, right? With someone?
Yeah. I mean, I've gone back in the past after like a really long time apart. And then, but it would always be like brief. It wouldn't right. last that long at all. Right. You know?
And we tend to put our exes on this pedestal too. I call it like euphoric recall, where we mm-hmm. think about when we break up with someone. Another reason why it's so hard, and now I'm just talking about breakups, is because we tend to put them on this pedestal and I don't know what happens in our brain. We only remember the good things. And the, mm-hmm. it was like, oh my God, but he was this or she was that. And then you get back together and you have sex and you're like, oh yeah. Same
yeah. Things. And no then also change. Like,
nothing changes if nothing changes.
From a guy's perspective, maybe a young yes. man perspective also, if you're not like fully like head over heels, like, oh man, I'm back because I super love this person. And you're back just having sex. Then you're kind of like thinking of like, well, how many like penises have been in between me and you know what's
what
happening right now? Yeah, I think believe some guys,
right?
Some guys,
yeah,
are.
Maybe. All right. Yeah, I could see that.
And they're just doing it to do it because they want to.
They
want to,
but they want to mark their territory again. But they don't want to be with you because there was other penises in there.
Yeah, I mean, unless they're like head over heels in love. Yeah, yeah.
Don't answer the question. This is also for young people because I feel like in your early 20s, you don't really know, and you play this game of like, how many other people have you been with? And how many people have you ever slept with? And these number games and recalling past things and things that you've done since, it just never helps because men can't get the image of other penises and women get all, you know, same thing though. We're like, are you with another woman kissing you?
I'm saying too, like if you broke up and then you're back together after
don't share
a large amount of time, again, don't share. But a guy's not going to think about that if he's like, he's like super in love with you. He's going to look past all that and not even think about it, you know.
So just suss it out. You guys go in to this situation with your eyes open. We're going to move on to emails. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. We love you. Mm-hmm. We love everything you do for our pleasure and in our lives. So thanks for supporting our sponsors and we'll be right back. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Okay, now we're on to emails. If you have a question you want me to answer on the show, I love that. You can easily submit them, sexwithemily.com. Click on the Ask Emily tab, ask away. And Bennis, just so you know, I've been taking callers without you, and it's really fun. Because there's a box on, you can say, like, I'd like to be called. You don't have to. You can still send emails or leave a voicemail, but it's fun because we can get into their stuff. Like,
sometimes it
starts as one thing, and then they, you know, their girlfriend cheated on them, but we find out it's about a lot of other things, and I think I'm healing.
I love it when I'm, like, in some random part of the country, and then somebody come up to me. And they go, I listen to the Sex With Emily podcast.
They whisper it?
Yeah. They're like, I listen.
I'm listening.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, that's super cool. So I appreciate it. And yeah, it'd be great to like talk to people over the phone.
It's fun. It's fun.
Because a lot of people download from all over the country. That's why I love when you send an email, you say where you're from. It's always good to say your age because then we kind of know where you're at in life and stuff like that. And how you're listening to the podcast too.
Still want to know. Wanna know. Are you listening on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud.
All over the place. You know, there's Spotify. So many different. Like, I know with the Woody Show podcast, we even get like bootlegged and put on all these other like crazy European podcast sites.
Yeah.
And you're like, how come you haven't updated Rando app? And I'm like, we'd even like submit to that app.
Everyone,
you know,
so takes
people
them.
Take your feed and put it on there, which, you know, hey, they're a fan. I guess that's why they're doing it. So that's cool. Thank you.
I like
you.
That everyone's listening, and we have tons of listeners in Australia, which we've said for a few years, but it just seems like there's more and more. So hello
definitely
to all
on
our
my
listeners
list.
In Australia. Love it.
Definitely on my list of places to want
to go visit. Okay, so if you're in Australia and you can think of a way to get us there, sponsor your event conference, come speak.
I want to do that, and I definitely want to do the Vegas show that we've been talking about forever. Is there like any? Is there any like conventions coming up or anything like that?
I used to go to all those sex toy conventions there, and we can create our own convention.
Yeah,
there's actually a swingers club. Remember Holly and Michael, my swinger friends?
Yeah,
they just opened a new club. They invited me actually to go this weekend. I've not been yet. I'm not going. I can't go. But it's like.
They open a club in Vegas?
In Vegas, but
no
it's gonna
way.
Be like a traveling club. He was explaining it to me because I got the invite. I'm like, I'll be there. And then he's like, and then I read it and it was in Vegas. So that actually leads me to our first email.
Because
it has to do with swingers.
Really?
So Vegas show, yes. And I also have two venues where we could do it. You love Vegas. If you guys, if we did a show in Vegas, would you like make, if we gave you enough time, would you come? We'd sell tickets. It's not necessarily going to be the swinger club. We could visit that. But because you might be like, I don't want to go to a swinger club, but would you come to Vegas and see us in person, ask your questions, and have a good time? Let us know.
I think I know the perfect weekend.
When?
The iHeart Radio Festival weekend, because I have to be
Will
there.
You have time?
I have some time in between, but it'll be perfect because people could.
What's the date?
It's September.
That's enough time.
23rd or something like that. But I mean, I can find like, you know, 2 hours of time that we could just record somewhere.
Let's do it.
And then people can
Let's
go there and they can
the
go
road,
to a music
baby.
Festival and do crazy stuff.
Okay. This All is right. a twofer.
Okay.
All right.
I swear.
Here we go.
I'm going to work on it.
Hi, Emily. Okay. So tell me, you guys, if you say you're going to be there, we'll plan it.
All right.
If we plan it, will you come? Hi, Emily. My wife and I started sharing photos of us online anonymously where other couples and individuals do the same. It's really exciting, especially when the photos are by request or in response to something they sent us. Is there any etiquette you can recommend to couples doing this? Is it appropriate to slowly get more personal with another couple and ask about their lives? We have a growing fantasy of same room monogamous sex with another couple, blending exhibitionism and voyeurism. We absolutely love the idea of watching another couple be intimate and another couple watch and the other couple watching us. What's the best way to ask another couple about this? Perhaps a result from an anonymous online friendship? Would love some advice on how to make this a reality and some tips on knowing what to do if there's an impulse for soft swapping. Thanks so much, Sean 38, Chicago. In the Midwest, your favorite town. Okay, so Sean, this is really a great question because we do get a lot of swinger questions. But I have some things to say here to you. Okay,
all right.
First of all, when you're saying you're on this site and you're sharing stuff anonymously, I get nervous because even if you trust these couples and it's turning you on, you never know where these photos are going to end up. And I feel the same way about, I will never change this, my tune on this, that you just should not send naked photos. I mean, maybe if you're married and you're really super committed, but my problem is all these young girls, women and men, but I feel like it happens to more women that, and no matter what age, you break up, the guy's mad, you get in a fight, or your partner's mad, and they post it. It happens. People get a naked photo, and their impulse is not to go, oh, that's nice, is to turn around the closest person to them and show it to them or send it to them. So that's just what makes me nervous about you guys doing this. So be careful, even if they seem trusting and, you know, amazing. But I'm down with you guys wanting to explore together. I mean, you're married. You guys are both on the same page. Because, again, I always say it's not a band-aid for your relationship. If you're like, the sex hasn't been great, so we want to sleep with other people, no. But if you're on solid ground and we both get turned out, this is a great way to test it. Because you're, you know, interacting with other couples, even though we don't know what's going to happen with the photos. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. I think that there are some websites that would be great for you. So there's FetLife, FetLife. Mm-hmm. And so on those sites, I think you can kind of get to know couples. You can meet with them in your town and you can kind of see first, do we trust them? Are we into them? For that might be great for either the having sex in the same room and you might want to swap. There's also Cassidy, K-A-S-I-D-I-E. It's similar to FetLife, but less kinky. So FetLife is a little more kinky for couples, but if you're just kind of into swinging, Cassidy's a great site. And again, voyeurism is included as like a checkbox. Like we want to watch other people have sex. And you could also check out, like I said, Holly and Michael, they've got a great podcast where they talk about this all the time. There's groupdesire.net. And then also your local sex shop. So you're in Chicago. I know there's a lot of great like sex positive stores there. And so there might be, you know, if they could find local groups that way, maybe their website has a resource page. Now, I think this is a great way to go because you're vetting couples. You can like email with them online. It's a little safer. Everyone's signed up for that purpose. And then once you're there, you can kind of figure out the swapping and if that works, if there's chemistry. So Sean, here's the deal. If you guys are both into other couples, I'm pretty sure that the instinct to want to swap will happen. Mm-hmm. So what you have to do is you ask me for rules is to discuss with your wife ahead of time. What are our ground rules? Can there be kissing? Can there be penetration? Do you want to watch? Do you want me to go in another room? At least get on the table. Like what is your do's? What are your don'ts? So you kind of ahead of time know what to expect. So if the impulse does arise, you know that you're not violating each other's like standards, moral codes. Yeah. You're able to get your head like a dick, no. And, you know, another penis in the room would freak you out. So
now do you think, like looking for threesomes is kind of a part of swinging, or yeah. Is it?
There's yep, unicorns.
Or it has to be swapping.
It doesn't. See, that's the thing about swinging is that this is an umbrella. Whatever. Yeah, or like you know, open relationships.
Okay.
Yeah, on a lot of these websites, you can't find a third woman, a single woman.
Yeah.
Called the unicorn.
So my friends who are in a band called Matt and Kim, I think I talked about this on a past podcast, but on their YouTube page, they made a video about Field, the app. Field, which used to be called Thrinder, I believe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so Field. And so that. The whole video is them because they're a couple and they're looking at people in their neighborhood. And there's like a lot of people active on
That's
it.
That's true.
They were like in the suburbs when they were taping this. So I can just imagine
it's called a place. Field. I'm so glad I forgot Thrinder, which was like the Tinder swipey app.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's called Field.
Perfect. That's perfect. And do it at home. Swipe away.
Yeah. See what's
crazy.
On there.
And they're like, because your neighbor's a swinger. I always say that. Your neighbor's probably a swinger.
Yeah.
But now you can confirm.
Yeah. So, yeah. Go check out their video. It's amazing on their YouTube page. So, youtube.com/Matt and Kim. Or maybe you can put it up on sexandemily.com. Right. But it was such a great video explaining it and showing like who's
it really
on
was.
There.
Okay. We'll put it on our website.
It rules.
We'll link. Okay. Yeah, cool.
So, check it out.
That's awesome. So, yeah, Sean, let me know how it goes.
And see what Field's all about.
But
yeah.
This is like a healthy, here's the thing, you guys. There's a healthy ways to go about this and unhealthy. And Sean, you guys seem like you're cool. So, let me, like, you're in a good place. So, let me know how it goes. Okay. Hi, Emily. I'm in desperate need of insight to gain the man I've always dreamed about. For the past 2 years, I've coached junior varsity soccer at a local high school and have had my eyes on the varsity coach. He's friendly, fun, outgoing, speaks of his family, good looking, but never has a female on his arm. Commitment problems? 2 weeks ago, I casually asked him if he'd like to join my friends and coworkers for a charity event, which tends to be a well-attended party. As soon as he got there, he asked where I was and what plans were after, before suggesting I go out with him and his friends. We went to a very personal bar where 6 of us had a table, casual drinks, and conversation. The night ended well, and I felt chemistry and interest. When I saw him 2 days later, he asked how I was doing, proceeded to talk about whether the games, you know, he talked about the games that they were doing for school. Once practice ended, we walked to the parking lot together, talked for 10 minutes about everything but our personal lives. I'm trying to flirt when I can, as well as remain professional as we coach a team together. I'm not sure how to approach the situation or is there a situation? Does he just view me as a new coworker? I don't mind being a female that shows interest first. However, if I do show interest, should I wait for the season to be over so we no longer have to be professional? Heather, age 26. So this is all about fishing off the company pond, like pool, the company pond.
Yeah. He's playing. Oh, sorry.
No, should you date someone you sleep with? We talk about someone that you work
sleep
with.
Yeah.
Should you sleep with someone you sleep with?
You know, I'm a professional at this, and he is.
Menace has slept with everybody he works with.
And the thing is, he's playing it safe because you do work together. So he's like, everything that he has done is a test to see if you're interested or not.
Do you think?
Definitely. What if?
Okay. She says or he talks about his family, though. And I hope you mean his mom and his brother or something.
Yeah.
And not his wife. So you didn't, it sounds like he's not married. Because she never sees a woman in his arm.
Look, everybody, there's a thing called the internet called Google. I'm sure you can find him online and see
that's true.
If he's in a relationship or not.
But okay, you know? Let's just say he's not in a relationship and he magically doesn't have
the internet. Yeah.
Right. And she wants to make the first move. However, what if they work together? He's like, that's unprofessional. But you're saying he's probably just playing it cool because he's not sure
if she's interested. Safe, yeah. Because what about if he makes a move, you're not interested, and then you're in a work situation.
Exactly, which can be tricky. So I think you got to hang out again. You should ask him to go to lunch. You should ask him to go to dinner, and you should just kind of say, "See, you need to see him again. If you only went out once in a social situation, he might not feel comfortable as well when you guys are, there at work. But I would say create another opportunity. I wouldn't just, I'm all about communication, but I wouldn't come out just yet and say, hey, so I think we should go on an official date because it's someone you work with. If this was someone you didn't work with, I'd be like, that was fun. I think that the two of us should go out.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing, Heather. I don't know the rules about where you work and your school. You could do that. You could be like, I think the two of us should go out and see what he says. Be like, we should just go out. Like, I love seeing you here. I think we'd have fun going to this great new place. Mention something, a restaurant you've been wanting to try, an opening, a theater, premiere, whatever it is. Maybe there's street fairs. I don't know. Where do you live? You didn't tell me where you live.
See, that's what we always want to know.
So many times of summer things happening. You could be like, come with me to this music thing on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And then you can hang out again. I think you need a little more information.
Well, she says there's going to be a time period where it's going to be free,
that's
right?
That's true, too.
I mean, she wants to wait it out.
You could wait till the summer and then it's just go. Do it.
Do
but
it.
I like that you're just, that you're not wait. I like that you are cool making the first move because as we always say, they're.
I'm so surprised that she hasn't internet stalked him at all.
Everybody internet stalked. But see, that's been the bane of my existence right now, Madness,
because
why? I'm meeting people online and in real life, and they all go ahead and listen to the podcast and they say they don't. And they say, first of all, they say they don't.
Which
and then
is a
they
lie.
Drop some things that are like, there's no way you know this without listening.
Yeah.
Like this guy was texting with, he's like, how come there's not a lube emoji? And I'm like, how do you even know that I talk about lube if you
Yeah, you're
it?
Super into it. Yeah.
Of course I want a lube emoji. It's my dream. Uh-huh. Or they just, I know they listen. And I know even if we haven't met or we're just chatting, it could be our first message. And they're like, what do you do? And I try to, they go and listen. So there's my whole life online. However,
you're a rare case.
I'm a rare case, and I feel like all the information is there. And I stalk them, too, and find out. But they have nothing. I can't listen to their, feelings and about their last date and the last time they masturbated. But you can find out if they've got a partner.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do another email.
All right.
Dear Emily, I love the show. I've been listening for 3 years. I'm a first-time writer, and I have to say you've helped me a lot. My fiancé doesn't know that I listen to the show, so it's pretty cool that she thinks I'm this sexual Superman that's always got new tricks. I love this. For our anniversary last year, I gave her 14 orgasms to the point where her legs shook like crazy and she couldn't stand. Everything is going great, but about a year ago, things weren't. A year ago, me and my fiancé, who was then my girlfriend, would have little bickering fights. They turned into giant blowups. None of our fights were ever serious, anything that serious. We both decided before we called it quits, we should try taking a break from the relationship, even though we continued living together. For 2 months, we didn't spend a lot of time together. And I know this sounds weird, but it was refreshing. I spent time on hobbies and being with my friends and not fighting, but calmly discussing with my girlfriend the issues that were destroying our happiness. After 2 months, we gave it another try. 10 months later, we're engaged, but there's one problem.
What?
During this break, I slept with someone else.
Oh, no.
Yep. During this break, we never said it was okay to sleep with other people, but we also never said sleeping with other people was off the table. I know she wasn't sleeping with anyone else. I don't know what I should do.
You don't know that.
Do I tell my fiance what happened and potentially ruin our engagement or keep my mouth shut? I'm focused on her. I'm really happy with her, but I have guilt. And P.S., the other woman and I have not spoken since sleeping together. I'm 100% certain she'll never find out. There'll be no way to communicate. Oh, P.P.S., you're a lot better looking than Courtney Cox. Also, producer Madison has a sexy voice, and Anderson and Menace are great. Thanks, Dave in Oakland, 29.
Do you know what's funny? What's up, Oakland 510?
I used to live the 510.
Off 35th Street in Oakland, so close to my heart.
Wow.
But it was funny. I was there was a TV that I was walking by, and there was Courtney Cox sitting on the couch. I'm like, wait a minute. She looks just like Emily. I mean, we've already said that for years, but just 15, recently. 20,
yeah, whenever.
I was like, wait a minute.
Was it a recent corny cox or was it the Friends corny cox?
It was the Friends repeat? One. Yeah,
that's when it all happened. And now it happens again and people say that. But, thank you. It's a compliment. Okay, here's the thing. Dave, my love, do not tell her. You don't tell her. I understand your guilt. I'm very definitive on this. She's not going to find out. It sounds like it's murky anyway, and it will hurt her. Like we were saying earlier, you can't get those memories out of your head. Sometimes when you get back together with your ex. Yeah. And I just think that you didn't do anything wrong. You were on a break, and she probably expects it. And maybe she might have slept with someone as well. I think women are better at this stuff. Like they get away with it. She wouldn't find out. Point is, but women are better at just like
not even hooking up and caring about it.
And I'm glad that you asked me this question because I'm saving you so much stress, anxiety, and potential ending of your relationship right now because she doesn't need to know everything you're saying here. Sounds like your relationship's amazing. That's what I want for my birthday is 14 orgasms from somebody else. You sound amazing. Mm-hmm. Couples go through this. You are, how old are you? You're 29 years old. It's all good. Let it go. People might disagree with me on this.
Keep on.
I understand that you want a clear conscience and I respect that, but you have to weigh both sides. It's not healthy for her to know right now, ever.
It's something that's just going to be brought up for the rest of your life if you never want to get married.
Right, exactly.
And then,
do you agree?
I totally agree 1,000% because again, like you said, there's going to be people like, oh no, you got to tell him. It all sounds great in theory. It sounds great. Like, yes, it'll be liberating. It's a weight off your shoulders.
It's also kind
eventually it's going to be so far in the past, you're not even going to remember it anymore.
And it's also kind of selfish because think of it this way, is that you want to get off your conscience, but it's not going to help. It's going to make her feel worse.
Yeah.
So
it's going to make her feel worse.
Right.
And it's just going to put another wrinkle in your relationship. You're on a break. It's fine. You weren't out there cheating on her when you were together. Hey, you're okay. It's okay.
Keep going with the orgasms and she won't even remember that breakup. Hey, Emily and Chums. I'm 23 and I've always had a bit of a problem with how wet I get when I get aroused. I end up leaving a large wet patch on the bed sheets and I feel I get wetter than other women do. And it's not just in the bedroom. I can be having dinner with a man and a touch or a conversation that turns me on ends up leaving me with wet pants and I'm a little embarrassed about it. I like foreplay and I like the kissing and cuddling and touching, but being so wet makes a lot of men jump straight into sex. I'm confused whether I'm giving out good or bad signals to men. What do you think? I look forward to hearing your opinion. Thanks, Rebecca 24 in London. Interesting. Yeah. Yo, hi, London. Rebecca. So I think like squirting is like the new anal. I feel that it's become, I used to say that anal was a new blowjob.
Yeah.
12 years later. And I feel like we talk about squirting all the time here in the US, maybe not as much in London. And also, I feel like in porn, we see squirting everywhere. And there's a lot of guys who actually covet. They want their partner to squirt. Well, but I'm going to get back to your question in a moment. Yeah. But what were you going to say?
Here's the label, the level of popularity. I think squirting was like 2 years ago. And now it's like pegging is now.
Oh, you think pegging is trump squirting?
Yes, yes.
I think they're about the same.
At least in mainstream pop culture that I know of.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Squirting's probably been 3 or 4 years, maybe. Okay, squirting and pegging. Pegging is when you penetrate your partner with an object, your male partner.
Watch
with a vibrator.
Watch Broad City.
Broad City.
Yeah, they have a whole episode on it. It's hilarious.
Here's the thing about sex, Rebecca, is that sex can be messy. It's not, beautiful, neat, and tidy, and everyone smells like roses. Sometimes you get wet, things get sticky, and I think that if you're enjoying the sex and you're getting really turned on, that's really hot, okay? And I think that to think in your mind that it's sending bad signals, it's certainly not. I think that a lot of guys and guys that you want to be with would be like, that's cool. I think it's hot. It looks like you're really turned on. And that makes me feel amazing that you get so turned on. So there's no problem here, okay? So I don't want you to be like, well, how do I stop the wetness? Because I think it's awesome. The other thing is, if you do feel like you know that every time it's going to get wet, it's going to get messy, you can just say like, oh, I'm going to, let me grab a towel or let me get a blanket. Sometimes I get really turned on. And let me just tell you, that will send amazing messages to the guy. Like, wow, you get to, that's kind of anticipatory. It's kind of letting it so the wetness doesn't get in the way if you think that's kind of a problem with the wet spot. And I think that, it's letting the guys know that this is going to happen. Sure, some guys can get a little, maybe they think, oh, God. So that's why I think if you tell them ahead of time, but I think most guys are like, cool. But
how many times have I said over the year that a lot of women just overthink everything?
True.
Everything. So do men. But guys don't care. They're so happy to be with you. Women, if you have hangups on your bodies, I'm telling you, guys are not thinking about what you're thinking about. They are happy that you're having sex with them.
They're so happy. He's so into you. They're so into the fact that you're right. They're happier in the room. They're happier naked. They're happy to be, you know, having sex.
Yeah.
They're not thinking, oh my God, she gained weight, not go to the gym in last week, or whatever women worry about.
Whatever you worry about, anything, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
I want to answer that another important part of this question is she gets wet quickly. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, she's ready for me, baby. So I'm just going to stick it in, which is like my biggest pet peeve ever when men skip foreplay all the time. Yeah. You can say to them, yeah, I'm really turned on and I'm so hot. And like, you no problem pulling their hand away from your pants and saying, I want to make out with you, or like kiss my neck, or just redirect them and let them know you're not ready yet. If that doesn't work, then sometimes you could just say, listen, I get really turned on, but I also love the foreplay. Making out with you is hot, or I keep thinking about you like going down on me. And just say it, state it, because men have been taught, or men think, that you are turned on, you are ready. And it doesn't necessarily mean that. And not only that, a lot of women don't get wet. On the other side of the equation, they don't get wet and they're also really turned on. Some women get wet and they're not turned on. So there's something in California, like the dryness level, that it could mean that there's going to be a storm or something, or there's going to be fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, oh, it's orange 3 because there's like a drought or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I wish that for women, there was some kind of indicator that we could be like, I'm a level 4, I'm a level 3, because you can't tell by just the signs of a woman's body, because there's certain times of months where we're wet and we're not.
Eventually, there'll be a onesie with like some LED lights that'll tell you.
Right? You can be like, what does this wetness mean?
Yeah.
You're all good, Rebecca. I love that you get turned on and you're in sex, so you're great. I think it's interesting. A lot of our emails, people just want to know, like, am I okay? Will you accept me? Will you still love me if I'm really wet? Is it cool that I cheated? Is it okay that I want anal? I want to be pegged. Most of the time, you're cool, guys.
You're good.
Yeah.
I know.
You're all good people, but, and I'm here to tell you that and give you tips.
Yeah, Emily's here for you. Again, just go to sexwithemily.com. You guys make it so easy.
We do.
Just ask Emily.
And ask then, Emily. We've got other answers there.
Yeah, and if you're afraid, here, I'm going to give you a little tip. If you're afraid to go to sexwithemily.com, don't be, all right? So you go to sexwithemily.com, get the information that you need, and then after you're done doing that on your cell phone, you go into your settings and then you click web browser, delete history. And there you go.
Really?
Yeah. Just in case you're like, oh, I don't know.
Well, my wife's going to think I went to a porn site or my girlfriend.
Yeah. Or once it, you know, just immediately right after you go to the site.
You've got this covered.
Delete your history.
Or use, what is it? Bing? The search engine that's for porn? Mostly people use it for porn. Remember Bing?
They do, yeah.
Apparently it's just for porn. People just use it to search. But that's a tip, really? Everyone. You're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Bing's still a thing.
It's a thing for porn.
For I
but
didn't
you
know
watch people, a lot of porn.
Yeah, so I didn't know people were using it for
you can
a porn
use that
search.
On the Woody Show.
Okay, there you go. Bing.
Yeah, they'll be so happy. Okay, so thank you, Menace. It's great to see you.
And nice seeing you too.
We'll see you in Vegas with these people. Everyone, let us know if you want to come to Vegas.
Yeah, I can figure that out. I can do
I'm
that.
I'm so excited. We finally did our 10-year anniversary show, but that was live. It was sold out at the Improv in 2 years, almost a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
It's time.
I have an idea.
I love you. Okay, let's great to it. See you. Everyone, check out Menace's everything. At Menace.
This is at Menace, and follow my babies. They're in San Francisco right now, my two French bulldogs, my dog, Chiro, and Chimmy the Frenchie on Instagram.
So
if you're
cute.
Into French bulldogs, they're on vacation while I'm traveling everywhere. They're having the time of their life.
Aww.
They probably don't want to come back and hang out with me because I'm boring compared to what they're doing right now.
They
so
miss you guys.
They're having way more fun.
They're very cute. You got to bring them back. I haven't seen the little ones since you were little.
I know. The Chimmy, the little baby.
Dad. Okay, everyone. Thank you, Menace. Thank you to my team. Thank you, Ken, Helena, producer Lark, Jamie, and Michael. Thank you for shopping at our store, checking out the site, and just for being part of the Sex with Emily family and all of our new listeners. Menace, we've had like a flood of new listeners.
I know. That's awesome. Thank you. So
welcome, and thanks for being here and telling your friends. I love you all. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.